Prices with us. Morning, mate.
Very good morning to you.
Now, where are you at? I'm trying to keep up to speed with the ISO, the self-ISO, the MIQ. What's happening? Is it state by state or national with this Omicron business?
Well, there was a national cabinet meeting called by the Prime Minister after this new Omicron came about. That happened last night, late yesterday afternoon. They started about 4 o'clock, lasted for a couple of hours. Prime Minister came out late last night and said, well, we're not going to go back into any lockdowns. The premiers and all the chief ministers have backed our pause on reopening the international borders. So that's for 2 weeks. Agreed there'd be no changes to the national plan with the reopening of borders in Queensland, Tasmania, South Australia and Western Australia. I'll believe it when I see it, but that's what they say they will do. The PM urged all of those state and territory leaders to stick with the reopening plan. We're not going back to lockdowns, is his quote. Now, that's all good and well for Prime Minister Morrison to say that, but of course he has no control over the premiers. And as we speak, the upper house of the Victorian Parliament has been debating since lunchtime yesterday, and they're still going now at 5:30 in the morning, this pandemic bill that Daniel Andrews wants to have passed. He'll get it through. He's managed to peel off one of the 11 independents in his upper house, a bloke who used to be a limo driver, and we will get this new pandemic law. What will Daniel Andrews then do with it? Why does he need these new laws? Well, December 15, his emergency powers run out. He's got to have some sort of legislation, but everyone who's read this bill from every senior QC down says it's dangerous and he's got too much power. So we'll wait and see whether this is the last of the lockdowns. I get a sense that Daniel Andrews now realises he can't get back to COVID zero like you're attempting to do, and he will leave Victoria open with at least Canberra and Sydney, and we'll just have to wait and see where we go. But Prime Minister Morrison says the new variant, we're not going to be spooked by it. That's his word, not mine.
Good. And so this is Rod Barton, I think you refer to, who's the transport matters. What did he extract out of Andrews to get his support?
Well, there is a rumour doing the rounds in one of the newspapers, the Herald Sun, this morning, that he might in fact be getting pre-selection for a Labor seat in the election next November. How funny that would be!
If you ran a poll, I mean, this is the interesting thing we talked about the other day. So Andrews, despite his megalomania, remains on track to be re-elected. But if you ran a poll on this specifically, the pandemic powers, would people support it or not?
No, I don't think they would support it. Most people don't engage with it. I mean, that's the problem. It's too complicated. People don't want to know. They just go, oh, yeah, well, Dan Andrews has got all the power. But, I mean, there's a circus in the upper house. Let me just quickly run through it. There's a party called Transport Matters, you just mentioned. It was a bloke who used to advocate for the taxi industry. You got the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers. You got, Darren Hinch's Justice Party. So we've got an ex-Kiwi. Yeah. He's not even in there, but two people who've got his name attached to their party are there. Sustainable Australia, the Animal Justice Party, a Liberal Democrat, and a woman called Fiona Patten, who's changed the name of her party from the Sex Party to the Reason Party. So that's the sort of thing you're dealing with.
Wow. And we wonder why we only just have one house. That sexual harassment report that was handed down in Parliament yesterday, what happens with all of that?
Well, it'll be shoved off to a committee. It was pretty damning. I mean, Canberra, we're told now, Parliament House is a hotbed of sexual assaults and bullying. It was based on 723 individual contributions. Now, I'd like to know, because no one has reported this at this stage, they talk about a third of MPs experiencing some form of sexual assault or bullying. My understanding is that the actual survey was given to everyone who works in Parliament House, right, but only a third of the employees actually filled it out. Two-thirds didn't. So it means a third of a third have experienced this sort of bullying and sexual assault. I'm not trying to downplay it by any means, but I think it deserves some heavier examination. I know a number of people, including some of my family members who've worked in Canberra in Parliament House and never experienced that sort of thing. Maybe we've just been lucky, but Morrison has now shoved it off to a committee. Labor wants major changes. It's cultural, and you know what it's like better than anyone, Mike. Changing a culture, just think ABC, TV and radio, or whatever you like, is extremely hard to do.
It is indeed. Flood update, where are you at?
Well, two-week delay. I met a bloke yesterday who was flying in from India, 20 workers for his hospitality business. They had this plan for 6 months. They were due to arrive today. They, of course, now can't come. The flight's been cancelled. And as he points out, and he knows another business that was bringing in 50 visa workers to come and help in the hospitality industry, you now then can't get a flight, because even if flights resume in 2 weeks, which they might or might not, they're all booked out. And so this 20 that this guy had employed are now stuck back in India and can't get here and probably won't for 6 months.
You have a good weekend, mate. Catch up next week. Appreciate it very much. Steve Price out of Australia, Mondays and Wednesdays. By the way, students, international students, I alluded to this with Chris Hipkins earlier on, but Australia not being spooked by Omicron. Hundreds of them, international students, arriving in Sydney next week, charter flight. They self-isolate for 72 hours and they bring money back to the economy. So Australia on the move.